www.thebeatsofmusic.com. The 23rd day of July is here. Steve Bakken and I host the program we call What's On Your Mind. Why is it called What's On Your Mind? Because we want to know what's on your mind.
That's right.
And Steve's at the State Fair today. Eric Osmestead will join us from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're going to pose the question about property tax reform today on the program. We're also going to talk with folks from the Historical Society about exhibits they have at the North Dakota State Fair. And most importantly, we're going to be taking your calls, your questions, your comments on the program we call What's On Your Mind. So that'll be straight ahead on this very radio station. Plus, Mark Skogerbo will be hosting the Common Sense Club. And Mark is here this hour. We, in addition to giving you a preview of what's to come on What's On Your Mind, also going to talk about the news, the sports, and the weather. I know, Mark, given that I follow your Twitter account, you are very concerned about the royal baby and have been literally tweeting second by second very important details about this international event. So I'm surprised you're not live from London today, as a matter of fact.
I lost my English currency.
Oh, you did?
You know,
your euro.
I
get Mark a new pair of headphones there, would you? Because I want to talk with the poor fella and without headphones that are in a little better shape, he's not going to be able to visit with us here. And Mark has a set of headphones on right now that make him look like kind of like an alien, and it's very distracting for me.
I'm so glad the baby isn't an alien.
Right.
Well, I was terrified about that.
You were worried about that yesterday, weren't
you? Anything can happen.
Yeah.
You know, this is the new world. It's the first digital royal.
All right. Now, here's the thing. I love little babies.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's anything more precious in this world than little babies.
No.
Right? However, I'm not of the opinion necessarily that a baby born to William and Kate is any different than a baby born today to John and Mary.
Certainly to John and Mary. It's a lot more important to John and Mary, their baby.
Well, sure. But what I'm saying is, you know, I don't quite get the hysteria here that has gripped the world.
Well,
other than the fact, I guess, we love babies, right?
Well, there's something maternal. There's something magical, enchanted. It goes all the way back to Alice in Wonderland and, you know, Sleeping Beauty.
It's the royalty thing or what?
The royalty thing.
And Prince.
And it goes back. Prince, yeah. You know, that great.
Why do we care here, though?
Because we're a small derivation thereof, and we broke away from it, and we get to kind of look down our nose and feel superior because we don't have it, but we're curious, and we're happy that we were a party to the subduing of the power, the dictatorial power of the king.
So there's a little bit of history that weaves its way
through.
There's
a lot of history, and it goes way back. It is fascinating. This little baby, I think, is third in the royal line.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah.
Do you know who's fourth?
I don't.
Prince Harry of Wales. This baby is further up the royal chain than Prince Harry.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, how does that work? Because William's firstborn?
I guess, yes. Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Prince Charles, and then Prince William, and then Prince of Cambridge. And they're standing there with bated breath, ready to light a whole ton of cannons, as soon as they've decided whether his name is going to be Malcolm, Heinrich, Blutner, or Charles.
So, just give me a little psychoanalyst analysis on this for a moment. Do you think that the obsession, the media obsession, and obviously the media is feeding a need, right? So you can't put all this on the media. There's people genuinely interested in this.
There is a need.
Is this sort of, I want to pay attention to this because all the other things that worry me about the world are too troublesome?
This is even bigger than New Year's Eve in Great Britain.
I want a distraction? Is that why?
Right. This is a celebration, a joy. This doesn't have much downside. This is, and another thing is,
what's not to like?
What's not to like?
Okay.
And they're a charming couple, beautiful. They look like, you know, Prince, handsome prince and lovely princess. And now little baby prince.
You know, these connect to me, and maybe this has stretched to others, and some folks will groan when I say this, but, you know, the celebration over a famous international baby, the royal baby, is matched with great sadness when I see a North Dakota judge dismiss a heartbeat.
Yeah, I made that link right away, and it is, you know, the bottom, right below the fold, big story, and what does the head lady say? She says...
The head lady being whom?
The head lady.
Oh, you're talking about the Red River Women's.
I'm talking about Tammy Cronemaker.
The poor...
Saying, we're pleased. Women in North Dakota will not have less rights than women in other states. We're pleased. We will not be forcing women to make a decision before they're ready.
Yeah. All of which is joy over the fact that that the heartbeat is no longer the line, at least temporarily, until this issue is settled in court. So she's jumping up and down, excited, pleased. That you can still end a baby's life even after the heart is beating, which is sickening to me.
You know, her job is in dire jeopardy. With all of these laws, if they get passed, if they get through all of the court processions, this probably will go to the... It's got a real shot at the Supreme Court. This one and the one in Texas and the one about using gender selection and Down syndrome selection... These and then requiring
the doctors,
boy, that's a big one.
It is,
and
we should quickly explain that the one that says, look, if you choose to have an abortion at the poorly named Red River Women's Clinic, then you want to know that the attending physician has, you know, admission rights, could follow you
if something goes wrong.
If something goes wrong over at a hospital,
right?
And it requires that of the physicians. Which to me is about women's health. You know, I can't believe they're.
Of course, how many of the physicians that perform abortions there are from North Dakota?
Zero.
Same way with South Dakota. Zero.
They sneak in the middle of the night. Yeah. From all over for their money. Anyway.
Blood money.
Yeah. I wish there was as much concern over the heartbeat of every baby in North Dakota as there is the royal baby. As I mentioned, we're going to talk about property taxes a little bit today on the program. And we have a question, a sincere question we're hoping to spark a discussion about. Would you favor a ballot measure in North Dakota that would bring comprehensive, sustainable reform to the property tax system and also lower your property tax bill but not diminish services?
That sounds like a dream come true.
Yeah, kind of hard not to like that, right?
Find me the downside there.
The Farm Bureau in North Dakota is... engaging North Dakotans in this very conversation. And we're going to have that discussion today on the program as well.
You know what happened in Alaska? They actually got to the point where they had a reversal tax because of their great bounty. So the people that stay there 6 months, they get a bonus just for living there instead of a state income tax. It's a reverse tax.
That's partly because a lot of the mineral rights in Alaska are owned by the state.
Right.
So they're able to do it, whereas the vast majority of mineral rights in North Dakota are owned by private citizens. So, but it still creates enormous wealth.
Although there still
for the coffers.
Like 1.2 million acres that are on government land in North Dakota that, you know, there's some potential revenue here in that stream.
One Republican member of the North Dakota legislature says the House and Senate leadership needs to be replaced because they haven't helped... oil patch communities enough. We're going to talk a little bit about that today on the program, see if folks agree with that. Lake Region residents are planning to boycott Spirit Lake Casino amid the tribal government controversy up there. Western North Dakota, best place to climb the income ladder. Yet another distinction. That's
$50,000 average income up there now.
How about that? And West Fargo is going to finance an elementary school, but do it without a public vote. What do we think of that?
Without a public vote?
Yeah. In other words, just go ahead and do it, but not have the citizens weigh in. Those generally don't go over too well. And front page, top of the fold in the Fargo Forum today. Did you see that photo?
Magnificent.
You know, it's beautiful, and I saw it actually on Sunday and commented about it. My mom and I have this thing. My mom is at Bethany Retirement Living, and she's on the fourth floor. And one of her favorite things to do is to watch sunsets. So I'll often call when the sun is setting, and we'll, you know, compare cool notes over the sunset.
That's great.
And she called me on Sunday night to say, have you seen this doozy?
All right.
Because we were actually driving back from the lake, and I had seen it. It was something, and it just got more beautiful by the moment. It started out kind of cool with some cloud cover, a little bit of red, and then all of a sudden, voila, this canvas painting was just unbelievable. What surprised me, though, is it's front page, top of the fold news. It's a huge, it's the whole half of the paper today.
Yeah. It is a beautiful thing.
Is that a good thing that the sunset is newsworthy?
Well, praise the Lord. Who painted it?
Very true. Exactly right. Take a look at that and tell me there isn't a God. Not a chance.
And no two of them are alike, really. No. And the range of color and majesty. Just stunning.
Very beautiful. Anyway, there you go. There's a couple of news headlines. Mark's back with sports at the bottom of the hour. Twins, Red Hawks.
Middle of the night, the Twins won.
Oh, you give us a little tease.
Tease, yeah.
Come on up. Don't go away.
What?
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Is chatted with Eric Osmestead from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and he is nearing the state fairgrounds in Minot. We'll be saddled up next to Steve Bakken, and we will tackle the topic of what North Dakotans want in the way of property tax reform today on the program. Our question specifically relates to proposal for a ballot measure that would bring comprehensive, sustainable reform to the property tax system and lowers the property tax bill without diminishing services. I'm guessing a good chunk of folks in our audience will think that's a good thing, Steve. What do you think?
I think it's going to harken back to that question of, did people want property tax relief or property tax reform? But I thought we were going to scuttle all that and try to find a baby name today.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that, too. We'll start with that. It's funny that of all the questions we asked on our Facebook page today, which is generally the place where we start the conversation even before the show, there's the off-the-charts, commentary on that more than anything. We just asked the question, are you following the news of the birth of a new baby boy in England for Prince William and Princess Kate? Kevin says, I can't believe Americans get caught up in that crap. Kathleen says, yes, no, sort of. Now we just wait for the name and the media will still be talking about it. Cameron says, England still has a prince set up? I thought they were smarter than that. Tim says, who is Prince William? Yeah, good for Tim.
You know, I feel a little lucky this week being up at the North Dakota State Fair because I don't have TV, I don't have cable, I don't have any access other than I'm immersed in the state fair and what we're doing on the radio. I don't have to deal with it.
You probably
they had
didn't
a
even,
baby?
You, you
really?
Didn't, you didn't even see the Royal Town Crier make the announcement.
No.
Oh, Steve, yeah, I can't believe it.
I am good. I everybody I've talked to, they are so sick of everywhere. It's everywhere. The question is, does anybody really care in this country?
And that's the question we're asking. There's
why?
Some interesting answers from folks, and we'll share some more on the program today. Robin says, it's about time we followed something positive in the media. I wish everyone would stop with the negativity and relish happiness for a change. Life is too short not to be happy for others. That's an interesting take from Robin. I have to say, I'm a softy for babies. So it's, impossible not to, hey, new baby. Oh, it's a boy. Cool. That's fun. But I also worry about how it seems to be all consuming. The media just goes batty and, there's an intrigue here, and maybe it's a gender thing. Maybe women more than men. Get this, but I have to tell you, the contrast was not lost on me that yesterday, you had another ruling in a case we spent a fair amount of time talking about that was before the North Dakota legislature this year on the heartbeat legislation. And the heartbeat just simply said, okay, let's draw the line somewhere reasonable. Can we agree that if a baby has a heartbeat, it's a baby? And that passed overwhelmingly in the legislature. It was signed by the governor, and now a judge is calling it unconstitutional, and as we expected, there'll be a court fight over that one. So how we can jump up and down about the royal baby, a single baby, and not be a little bit chagrined over the fact that we can't even agree that a baby with a heartbeat is a baby, at least a judge. Honestly, I think if we went house to house in the Northern Plains and ask that question, the vast majority of people say, yeah, I'll go with you there. I'll draw the line there. But that one is not lost on me today as well, unfortunately. And you probably don't want to go there, Steve, because yesterday, you were pretty much pummeled by the audience.
Oh, I was not pummeled. I had a couple callers that called in and supported, so not a problem. I will not be afraid of running to where my stance is on the abortion. I think it's a personal choice. Am I an abortion proponent? No. I'm just not going to run down the road and tell somebody else what to do with their own life. I'm not going to, and I don't think the government's role is that either. It's not the government's job, whether it's my tax dollars or for government policy, to be intrusive into people's lives. Now, you bring up the argument that the baby's alive too. I'm going to put a lot more quality, I'm going to put a lot more onus on somebody who's making conscious decisions and their life. Now, they do have to reclimate that decision with their own life. And if whatever the higher power they may believe in, someday they may have to account for that. But I'm not going to tell them what they can and cannot do with their life. That's not my job. And I definitely don't think it's the government's job.
Anyway, so that that debate raged out yesterday in a different piece of legislation that was challenged at the court level. And obviously, we have another judge in a different law being challenged today. So we'll be watching that one closely as well. One Republican member of the North Dakota legislature says leadership needs to be replaced, specifically talking about Al Carlson and the Senate leader, Rich Wardner. The reason? Oil patch communities didn't get enough help.
No, they didn't.
And you don't think they got enough help?
No, not at all. They got a lot of help. When I take a look at what we're receiving, the bounty across the entire state of North Dakota out of the oil patch, and whose shoulder that burden is on, no, they didn't get all the help they needed. They need to keep getting help.
More money.
Whatever form it is, more than likely, yes. Whatever the case may be, you know what, if you need help, let's give it to them. Because we're all reaping the benefits of what's going on in western North Dakota, but they're having to deal with the daily... You know, we live in North Dakota because of the quality of life, first and foremost. I think there's 99.9% of all North Dakotans that live in North Dakota because of the quality of life. Their quality of life in western North Dakota has been turned upside down. And whatever needs to be done to make that whole again and return that to some modicum of quality of life that they had before all the pressure been put on by the oil patch, good.
Yeah, I think there's a...
It's our job to help.
Humongous effort underway to do all of that in the middle of a firestorm, right?
Absolutely.
They're drinking from a fire hose, so you can't snap a finger and just fix that. And I think, actually, the dollars have been, just unbelievable. They, so much so they can't even be spent in time, and, you know, they're expediting road construction and everything else. So I'm not sure that there's any perfect way to do this. There really isn't. So I'm not, you know, I'm just kind of curious what folks think about the suggestion that the leaders ought to change. I guess if there's any beef, the Senate, you know, did do some reductions, I think, of about $350 million. But, again, not sure that would have been any different. Made it any difference, even if that extra $350 million would have been there, to go to your point on quality of life. Eric Osmonstead of the North Dakota Farm Bureau on the property tax issue. And we're going to chat with Jerry Murphy of Murphy Brothers Exhibition on the program today as well. And more straight ahead on What's On Your Mind with Steve Bakken and I. Stay tuned. We'll take your calls.
Steve Bakken and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service, providing experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, I came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesset Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well site geology and mud logging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mud logging, a well site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew. And we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesset Consulting Service at BakkenBeacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Well, Journey. I'm sorry, State Fair tribute. Since they were the hot 80s act of the State Fair, Steve Bakken will be back from the State Fair next hour. Eric Osmestead, North Dakota Farm Bureau there. We're going to talk property tax reform. Are you ready to talk property tax reform and weigh in? They were, what the Farm Bureau is looking to do here is just engage North Dakotans, taxpayers. Conversation. They want to know what you want. They don't want to know what you think the name of the royal baby ought to be. They want to know what you think about property taxes. So, anyway, would you call it a global bunny trail yesterday, Mark?
Well, forgive me. I was insensitive to the maternal side of our listenership.
Well, I don't think you need to apologize. You give your opinions for a living.
That's what I do. But I'm not a woman, and it seems as though I've been rebuked by some women I respect that this is a really interesting thing, and it's fascinating. And, you know, it's fairy tale land. It's a good place to go, I guess.
You think it's a global bunny trail, though?
I do, yeah. Especially when you...
What does that mean, a global bunny trail?
A deviation, a distraction from horrifically sad and challenging problems. I mean,
because bunnies tend to just go in all kinds of different directions.
So quickly, you can't catch them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's boink, 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 boink. You know, it's asymmetrical hoppage.
There's no rhyme or reason to...
Well, you know, just ask a very hungry fox.
They're scattering.
It's no fun to catch a rabbit.
Yeah.
Because they go on bunny trails.
Our dogs don't like bunnies.
No, and they can't catch them.
And they tend to show up quite often in the backyard.
And they stick out their tongue, and then they go on a bunny trail.
And they go fast.
They do.
Yeah.
Bunny trails absolutely command your attention. You know, like this whole Trayvon Martin thing. Of course, this is much more positive. It doesn't matter if it's a sunset or somehow we've got to come up with the traction. Enough people concerned to make a difference in 2014. You know, we have a corrupt government, and they're constantly throwing us distractions because they know they're vulnerable.
And your point is that we'll be lulled to sleep on these bunny trails when much more important things are
forgotten. The American Republic's house is burning, you know, and God save the Queen. But, you know, we have some challenges.
All right. One other news note before we get to the sports that we failed to touch on last time, and that is the Pope's visit to Brazil for World Youth Day is causing quite a stir.
Well, he had that little bean car, that tiny little car with no running boards, mobbed by thousands and thousands of people weeping and ecstatic, thrilled as he came back to his home continent.
Yeah, this looked like the modern-day equivalent of a Vega, a Pinto. Yeah. They had him in a very tiny car in the back seat. And in a motorcade in Brazil, and very quickly he was engulfed with throngs of supporters.
Admirers, frenzied admirers, terrified. His security people were overwhelmed. Supposedly they had 22,000 security people, but I only saw you know, 100 at best, and they were overwhelmed. And but the Pope was smiling, taking babies in his arms, kissing them, giving them back to the moms, you know, blessing people with a big smile. This Pope is a trusting man, as opposed to Obama, who goes to Africa with 14 bulletproof limousines, insists on bulletproof glass in his hotel, you know, just obviously a paranoid, nervous man compared to the peace and the beneficence of this Pope.
By the way, they have found a bomb at a planned visit site of his in Brazil. So there are security concerns there, obviously.
And after yesterday, they're going to ramp up, and they're going to get a lot more cohesive. They're not going to let something like this happen again, I would hope.
You don't get the sense, though, this Pope's very consumed with worry about it.
He could care less. He feels like he's in the perfect will of God. He trusts him.
It's fun to watch.
It is fun to watch. He's a cool guy.
Yeah. Carried his own bag off the plane yesterday.
Just too much, isn't it?
I love that. Yeah. He does not want the pomp and circumstance.
No.
He doesn't.
A humble man living up to St. Francis Assisi. To name himself after that, you know, is pretty cool.
It sure is. Okay, so let's talk sports. The Twins, late night?
In the middle of the night, out in L.A. Do you know how many games they won in L.A. last year?
None.
Hadn't won out there since late in 11. And Dodono pitched like a champ. Two runs, he pitches through seven innings. Looked great. Then, of course, our helpers kind of struggled. Perkins got, the announcer said, maybe his toughest save. Rookie Cleet Thomas hits a home run and an RBI double and robs L.A. Angels of a three-run homer. It was a magnificent coming-out party for him. And Hicks got a couple of hits. Maurer got three. Pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. So the Twins... Well, maybe they're going to save Gardy's job after all, huh?
Well, they're trying to. They're sure trying to.
What did you make of the Brewers having to suspend Ryan Braun?
That is a monster thing because he was MVP in 11. He got 41 home runs, 112 RBIs last year.
And by the way, this was Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball.
Not the Brewers. He is a Brewer, but the Major League Baseball folks are the one that did it.
And so he admitted that the evidence was overwhelming after he had been adamant and arrogant that he was not ever taking drugs. He was legitimate. He literally admitted and submitted. He's out for the rest of the year, but he's out forever. He's joined the pariahs of tainted credentials, and he will never get his rep back.
He said in a statement, as I have acknowledged in the past, I am not perfect. I realize now that I have made some mistakes. I'm willing to accept the consequences of those actions. This situation has taken a toll on me and my entire family, and it has been a distraction to my teammates and the Brewers organizations. Brewers organization.
But he didn't say that I took the drugs. He just submitted without fight to the rest of the year suspension. You know, this
65 games and any potential postseason games, he'll lose about $3.25 million as a result.
Yeah, but he'll lose a whole lot more than that for his legacy, which is no longer exists. A-Rod's next. Cruz. This is a list that's a list of shame that's going to. But once they get through it, hopefully baseball can become the boys of summer again instead of the bloated steroid kings.
All right. What else we got?
Well, I love the afterglow of the British Open. You know, now Lefty is, he hopes that the one gap in his portfolio is the U.S. Open, which he's been the runner-up six times. So as far as his lifetime Grand Slam, that's the only hole he could join some pretty august people, you know, like Tiger and Jack and pretty cool folks like that.
As much celebration there is over Lefty's fifth major and capturing the claret jug, there is a little bit of hand-wringing going over about Tiger's meltdown.
It is, you know, and Tiger on the fifth hole botched a shot and shrieked an obscenity, you know, and he's terse, he's angry, he's not pleasant. And then on the 16th hole, Lefty hits a perfect shot up by the pin, and it rolls off the green. He said, wow. He said, I can't do any better than that. That's his curse. Goes on and birdies the next two holes and socks the victory away for the greatest round of his life. And the greatest aspect of the greatest round of his life is his amazing dignity and character.
It's fun to watch.
Yep.
It really is.
He loves people. His love of the game. It's a beautiful thing, and the people love him. And Tiger has blown the greatest opportunity of any athlete I've ever seen in my life. He was the Michael Jordan of golf, for crying out loud, and now people like you who love sports and know it and follow it every day of your life say things like, "I hope he doesn't catch Jack." You know, that's the growing sense as he continues to be kind of a Jack.
Yeah, I didn't totally get what you were saying.
That's some kind of a...
The microphone cut out there for a second.
Yeah, it did. Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
Redhawks?
Redhawks had a night off, and they jump into the fray again. They are wonderful.
They did have a night off, didn't they?
They're playing Saint Paul, the Saints, for the next 3 days right here in town. And they're five and a half games in first place. This is really cool. Great team. Fun team, folks. And during the week, you can usually get a ticket. Go early and have $2.50 hot dogs from heaven.
What did you make of the news that the Indoor Football League is looking at Fargo, looking at a North Dakota home?
You talk about a fun sport, fast sport, an exciting, dynamic sport, close to the fans. It resembles hockey. As far as the proximity to the fans and very intense, and it's professional level, no doubt about it. I think that'd be fun. People love it. Boom, whack. And you can hear it. You're so close to it. And then inside, you know, amplifies the crushing and the bangings.
So you're a fan?
Yes, I am. I like it.
All right. And also close to home. Folks in Western North Dakota might not be familiar with this, but certainly folks in Eastern North Dakota and Western Minnesota know the reputation of the Moorhead High School hockey team. One of those perennial powers, and they have a new coach,
Mr. John Ammerman. How fun is that?
It's quite a resume builder.
Yeah.
Now you got to go win some games, and Spuds fans would say, you know,
that he played in three state tournaments. This is the dream job. This never happens. You know, the high school star comes home to be coach. What a depth of history and heritage to play off of. Yeah, it's fun.
It is cool. All right. Anything else on sports?
No, except that the Twins, you know, have a chance to win a series. They got two shots out there in L.A., late-night games, and then over to Seattle. In the recent past, the last couple of years, trips east, trips west have been very painful. In fact, trips anywhere have been painful for the hapless Twins. But, you know, they've won 5 out of 7 games and took 2 series from 2 really good teams, Cleveland and the Yanks. So, hey, of course they're going to win the World Series.
So now you know. There's a little sports with our friend Mark Skogerbo, Mark the Freedom Poet, who will also host the Common Sense Club later today. What are you doing on the show?
Well, we're having just a look. We're going to take a kind of a little longer look, perhaps, at the whole royal thing.
Some people I care about
seem to think I was a little abrupt with some of my tweets yesterday and talking about the digestive system of the royal babe and so forth.
You're going to do a little mea culpa then?
I am, because it's like, you know, making fun of a carnival and you know, the joy and the happiness. I don't want to be a storm cloud all the time, you know. So we'll go there. We got a rich field of. I'll talk about the Pope and I'll compare and contrast him to Obama at some length. I got a great story about George Washington. I discovered about how when he quelled a rebellion, made everybody cry and they quit rebelling. It was very cool.
Mark Skogerbo, the Common Sense Club, coming up later today, right here on this very radio channel. Thanks for listening. Tell you about the weather next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Sharp-dressed man. Yeah. Hopefully I qualify today. Hi, folks. 11 before the hour of 9 a.m. on this, the What's on Your Mind preview. Time to check weather for you right now, and it is a bit cooler this week. No getting around it. 57 degrees in the oil patch right now. 61 over in Minot. 57 in Dickinson. 57 in Tioga. Fargo's 55. So the patch, a warmer spot, and that's not been the case for a while. 55 degrees at this hour. And let me take a few other spots for you around the region here as well before we tell you about the forecast, how things are looking. Jamestown, 58 degrees. Grand Forks, 59 degrees at this hour. So Minot's got a nice 63 and over 61 over at Williston. There you go. And the forecast for today looks like this. Let's start in the valley. See how we're going to do today, head into the weekend. Isolated showers before noon today, mostly sunny. Otherwise, a high near 77. Northeast wind at 3 to 5, chance of precip just 20%. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 58. A light and variable wind. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny with a high near 79. A southwest wind at 3 to 8 miles an hour. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Wednesday night, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 59, with a southwest wind around 5 miles an hour becoming calm in the evening. Thursday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 78. A light and variable wind becoming northwest at 5 to 10 in the afternoon. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low about 56. Friday, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, sunny at a high near 73. A high of 73. Come on. Friday night, partly cloudy at a low around 52 degrees. So that's what we're looking at in the valley. As we head out to the oil patch, here's what you can expect weather-wise. Patchy fog. Most of that burning off this morning. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny, a high near 74. With a southeast wind around 6 miles an hour. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., partly cloudy with a low about 53 tonight and a calm wind. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high near 77, northwest wind at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 55, and a north wind at 5 to 10, becoming light northeast after midnight. Sunny on Thursday with a high near 73, north wind at 5 to 9. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low around 52. Friday, sunny and a high near 73 degrees. Mostly clear, low around 52 on Friday night. So there you go, weather-wise, what we're looking at. Temps upper 50s to low 60s all around the region at this hour. Steve Bakken and I will crank up the telephones and take your phone calls on the program we call What's on Your Mind momentarily. Here's a few of the questions that we're tossing around. Are you following the news of the birth of a new baby boy in England for Prince William? Is this a story you care about? And why do you think it is commanding the attention that it is? Now, I know some folks are going to go, well, how do you lament the fact that it's sucking up all this oxygen and getting attention? And then you're talking about, I'm curious why it is that this is such a big deal. I really am. I'm kind of curious. And so we ask folks, are you following it? Here's some more of your answers. Nope. We won a war against them so we wouldn't have to. I'm still waiting on answers on Benghazi, the IRS, and the NSA. Pauline says, I think babies are special, no matter who they are, but I think this is just a little extra special. Dan says, no, I'm more interested in what our royalty King Obama is up to. Gene says, watch the other hand, people. a ruse, maybe. This is a little magician trick here. See, I think we're looking for something that is easier. Who can't be fired up about a new baby boy, right? Maybe we get excited about that. So anyway, that's one of the topics we'll tackle. We're also going to dive ahead into property tax reform. Eric Osmestead will join us from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Here's the conversation we want to have. You know, Measure 2 received a lot of attention. It did not pass because a lot of concerns about local control and what would happen as a result. Legislature came along added up the ante, so to speak, on property tax reform. Now, the Farm Bureau would like to know, okay, are you satisfied or do you want a ballot measure that would bring comprehensive, sustainable reform to the property tax system and lower your property tax bill without diminishing services? I'm looking for your feedback. See whether you want to weigh in. Chris says, well, tell me how first. I need the details. And we will ask. That and anything else on your mind is where we'll begin with What's On Your Mind, the radio show. Here's how you weigh in. 800-228-0550 to your calls when we return.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.